This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. So we're holding over here the Memchas Tvarim Shatari Nikos Behem, and now we're holding the Kefira Seida Dvarim. Ha'echad, B'Talmud. So what does the Talmud mean? So we would translate it, sitting and learning. He learns it, Pirush Sheyilmud Mirabboi, V'leyisnach Mechach Motzai, that he's learned it from a Rebbe, and not be Seimech on his own Chachma. Why does he learn like that? I assume that he holds that. I mean, to tell me that Torah is nikkus with learning doesn't make any sense. I mean, what would the other alternatives be? I mean, learning is the etzem thing that you're doing. The question is, there are other things needed besides sitting and learning. There are all sorts of knaches in the sitting and learning. I assume that's why the Maral went to say that Talmud means learning from somebody. Abeis b'shmias oizen sheyita oznei l'shmoya kilufamim lo yishma davecho reteva achas mekalko kolinyin lefika shayachal zeh shmias oizen. So shmias oizen is a hemshach of this, and it's something which means to pay special attention, because sometimes there's by missing a word or two, you're going to miss out. So this makes sense as a hemshach of the Talmud. Hagimel, Arichas Fasayim, Shemoitzi b'sofa rucho b'yoyse, Moir la'avonis hadava heitev. B'loikash yilmat b'lev, b'kolshkins v'heiru mishtakeach, v'shomar rucho b'kol shmura, shemar rucho asfos v'shmura machivar. So this is an important nekuda, being moitzi b'sfosav, arichas fasayim, is definitely a very important kli for learning and understanding and so on. I'd like to give it some hezba. He's meramez at it, that shemoitzi b'sofa rucha b'yoyse, moir la'avonis hadava heitev. So it's not only being moitzes fasayim, it says be'arichas fasayim. So I think what it means is, the general thrust of it is that the more a thing is shayach to being solid and to being some davar shel mamish, the more it has a kiyum and a shmirah. Maral says, we've seen it many times, that when it says kli Torah is noyach, that Torah is noyach la'aved, like kli schuchas, because schuchas is very fine, very fragile, it's not gashmiistic, so it doesn't have such a mokum in this world. And since it doesn't have such a mokum in this world, it's easy to disintegrate. That's the nature of things that don't have such a shaychus in this world. That's the way the Maral explains it. So kolzman, something is in the world of machshava, it's not yet a final product, and b'meila, it's something which you're not really kind of the understanding of it, and also it's something which is easy to forget, because it's vague. It exists on a very nebulous strata. It exists on a higher level, which is not so solid. Things that are solid have a mitzias in this world. Things that are not solid are float away. They're somewhere else. So b'meila, it's moil for two things. First of all, you understand it better because you speak out all the pratim and so on. And also because you retain it better. For understanding it better, so there's two knaches. First of all, very pashut, our mind tends to think in shortcuts. If you take a look at, they have all these optical illusions where they show you a sentence that's missing a word and you don't notice it because your mind fills in the blank automatically. We tend to think in shortcuts. So we miss out that there's a pashta kasha on this point. This point doesn't make sense. But unless we spell it out, our mind tends to chapten. We have two or three words and we chap an entire sentence with it. But if you spell it out, you realize, no, it doesn't follow. It's not so pashut. So in Havanas Advarim, it helps. And also to remember it, because when something is a dava mutzak, when something is a physical mitzias, it's easier to remember. One of the tricks of memorization is if you have numbers to memorize, to try to think of them as objects, to try to make them as much as possible concrete objects that you're thinking about. It's much easier that way. So al kopanim, the aruch al sfosav is something which is part of the kinyanei haTalmud. Hadalad bebinas halei sheyiten daitei v'libo el adava shalamed v'yavin b'libo heitiv. It means something that the person should focus on it and understand it well. So what he's talking about over here is, as opposed to, again, there's a part of a person that can be koilet material without really being mesim, without really focusing on it and getting into it. We can put our mind on sort of a autopilot of sorts. We just pick up the information, bekufya. This is something where if you need to focus on it and to concentrate on it, and then you begin to understand it more deeply, or you understand what it's about, and so on. So you can be teifis words and the klolius of an idea, berifruf, but you can't to be teifis something, teichetek, really, really something to you have to focus on it. Hahei be'ema. Tzorech le'ishe be'ema f'nei rabbi, k'ma sh'omu kol tamash eshnei rabbi v'ein sfosav noit v'ezmoy, en roya simet teiv mishnasei. Shem sef 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 mar oive, al tikir mar oive, la mar oive. V'tamhu. Kitzor shelo hachone lekabel, v'dov hazeh kashesha emu meraboy, v'oz hu yesh lo mishpat mekabel meraboy. Kashe yesh lo emu meraboy, nechshel lov talmud mekabel. Im ena talmud yesh be'emo, ena lov mishpat a talmud ashur mekabel, v'oz ena roi asimen toib v'shlasa lekabel, kashe ena muchon lekabel, ufik on be'emo. So he repeats over a bunch of times and he says that the point of this ema is to be a mekabel. So let's understand a little bit about what he means. Let's take first ema is a tchuna. It's where you give something its chashivas. In other words, if I'm studying for a test or I'm going to take some test of some sort, and I'm very, very apprehensive, it's because I feel that inyan is very important for me. I have a sense that I need it. If I want to be a doctor, I'm taking the exams, the MCATs, they're called in America, to get into medical school, I'm extremely nervous because I really want it and I need it. If I'm taking a test, you know, in the back of a magazine somewhere where they have this cute test your IQ, whatever it is, I couldn't care less. It's, you know, it's funny, it's mabakach, that's it. Ema is a tchuna, like Yirab Kalyusa, which is a translation of how vital and necessary is this for me. Something that I'm not scared of means it's not important. The consequence of not knowing it is not significant. So certainly, ideally, is the ema is not because the Rebbe might, you know, hit you or do a stick or crack you with a stick or even yell at you, but the ema is because of the chshivas hadava. How could I not know this? If the word ama'aretz to me is a tremendous insult, then my appreciation for the chachma makes me into a kabbal. There's somebody home who really wants to know. If not, then you know, if the person doesn't have that attitude, then there's no there is the mind works that it's macabre information that it deems important. So anything that I hear that I deem as important, I focus. Things that I deem as irrelevant, unimportant, couldn't care less, are not macabre. So the tzura of making yourself into a kli kibul is dafka through this process of emor. He says also, he's called the makabel. If a person doesn't, is not a makabel, so the chachman never enters him really. It's mikufya, and b'meila there's no simitoid in what he's learning. The next b'yira half a judgment and b'yira ka'emak shas gdulos shel rabbi v'pneiza yesh ema alav. So he says ema and yira are two different ways to get to the same thing. Both of them are a relationship where I feel I must have this. I mean, in general, just yira means a person is scared of something when to some degree his metzias is threatened. So physically, if I walk down the street and there's this menacing looking guy walking down with a big stick, so that I feel threatens my metzias. If I'm scared somebody is beginning to compete with my business, that makes me scared. There are different types of where yira is where I feel I'm going to lose some of my metzias because of it. But he says that there's two different. Ema is mitzad gedulas rabbi. Yira ema k'shir gedolas rabbi neze yesh emala. So by yira k'shem mabit katnusav shifluso who yori kimeashu gadol yesh la'adol nisur milfanav afmishen a cotton who yori impina gadol. So he says the figure should tell me the aim of Yira, she make erhimus dulus rabbi, become yaki katnus arkai. So the way in which the person, first of all, when a person has a rav that is learning from, so one of the things the rav does to the person is open up a new havana of how big it could be. So a person is learning by something very, very big. So me, myself, this is good enough. I'm fine. I grade myself based on my own sense of things. But if I'm learning by a Rav, so this Rav gives me a different sense of what's big, and the male increases that. And then also, it's the fact that a person feels, I don't know, that gives him the impetus to learn. That's one pshat. Now he has a different pshat. Not the rabbi, but Hashem Yisparach. So he says it goes on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he says something very similar that Mishbein of Choshev Val Maila in Lachana Kabel Klal, and but it needs a little bit more of a knach than we said before. Before we're talking about the Rav and the Chachma that he's teaching him, and he needs to have that type of attitude. Because there also a person not quite a chachma. Here he's talking about Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says the person has to be muchen lekabel. Is actually nechshav olu, but the aim of yira nechshav olu. Amishen of choshu bal ma'il and lachon lekabel klal. So I think he means it'll be a little bit more than that. It's the musig. Here we're talking about being mekabel the chachma from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But let's understand a little bit what it means. A person's sense of self and pride in himself is that he is chacham. I understand. I know. That's his metzias. It's not even so much that I'm not muchen to be mekabel someone else's understanding of things. Let's say I have a chavin. This chavin is very smart. So when it comes to questions, technical questions, I'm mekabel daitoy. He knows much better than me. But when it comes to questions of value, I don't know why I have to be koyfer my das to him. He thinks this, so I think this way. There's no echreach. It's things that it's not shayach really to, you know, yesh tam kad sedekan. So all of Torah, the side of the Chachmas Torah is a certain kvias about right and wrong. And unless a person has the basic achna, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger, but my whole metzias is a hemshch of that. So let's take a mashal. If a computer is meant to be used as a terminal to a different computer, if there is something in the mother computer that's not going through the terminal is broken, because the terminal is not supposed to be its own independent computer. If I have two different computers, one could be stronger, one could be weaker. It's not broken if it's weaker. But if the setup is there's a master computer and all the other ones are just terminals to that computer, so a computer that's not passing through all the information is lacking. Our metzias is an ilah to olol, so the chachmasa yisbarach, the chachma tzepera, is supposed to be bechreach to us. If we don't understand it, we're missing until we understand it, because we're being mamshich that chachma into our metzias. A rav and a talmud, the relationship is just more chashev, less chashev, and I'm vatal daiter to rabbi. Here, the attitude, the way he's explaining now that we're talking klapei ribono shelam. So over here, the attitude is if I can't express chachmas yisbarach, then I have nothing. Then whatever I have is be'etzim wrong. It's not. There's a block over there. I think that's the difference in these two k'nation. Okay, Hazayin Vanova. V'dova zekra ba'ana kam epomu kanovi sibe shayin l'teira, k'mashayi tzim asher abeinu, shkola mayla shayin l'moish la yisibu l'teira, zera kanova. It's mentioned, the Moish Anam Kolodov is mentioned, l'gavere pasha, where they accused him of doing things on his own, and then Kosh Baruch Hu told him no. For Omer Peker Ish Mekadesh, similarly Gasser Ruach Anias and Farsham Anias Shal Torah. Mis Numa De Hefer, Ki Simila Nova Wa Torah. Mis Ech Tesayin Esam Rav Chinir, Be'ide Lomer Shal Torah, Dirf Emay, Mamay Minich Mokav Oyal Chum Mokav Namuch, Afti Vetoy Mis Kaimel, B'misha Dayt Eshvelo, Ad Kan. Be'idboya Dova Zer B'chelek HaBeis, Bez Hashem Yisparach. So the Chelek HaBeis that he's talking about is the Sibas Olam. The Sefer is called Prakim, because it deals with the Pirkei Avos. The Sibas Olam is kilu the distilled Musa Haskel from the Prakim. That's more or less the tzur of it. So let's talk about this point about Anav over here. And he says Anav is Shaykh Tutayra Dafka and Moshe Rabbeinu and Nam Mimshel Torah Kimayim and so on. This goes very much to the point we said before about Amen Yira. If let's say, let's take one mitzvah is I have a shutev. We both rent. We rent an apartment together. A husband and wife move into an apartment or a house. So they both want input in how the house should look. And it's appropriate. Both of them are on the Amrim. And therefore, each one wants to express himself. It's when you're talking not things that can be proven right or wrong. And my question is, how much how much power do I need to support these appliances? There's a right, there's a wrong. There's not opinions. There's a right, there's a wrong. But we're talking about one person likes to have this type of color, one person that type of color. So when you're asking me to be mevatel my das to your das, so then I am being mevatel myself to some degree. So ideally with partners who moved into this apartment, you want to have lighter colors, but you want to have this, I want to have this or that. We'll compromise a little bit me, a little bit you. Let's say I've been hired by you to furnish the apartment, to fix it up and so on. So you don't become a mandiyama. You might suggest to the person, say, maybe you would think about this or that way, but don't tell the person, it's not your role to have an opinion. Your role is to shtel tzu to the opinion of the person who is doing it. I was at a bris many years ago. I don't know how many of you remember Yossel de Moyel in Eretz Yisrael, and if any of you knew. He was, besides being a phenomenal Moyel, he was sharper than sharp, very sharp-witted, on the ball, big chacham. It was incredible. So many years ago, there's actually Rabbi Hartman's made a bris for his oldest son. It must be 40 years ago. And the mechutin told him who to give brachas to, who to give kibbutim to. And he didn't want any kibbutim. He was a very anivistic person, I can say. He didn't want any kibbutim, so give him here. He also calls him out for a kibbut. So he was a little annoyed. And afterwards, he tells Yossel, I told you not, or something like that. So he said, if I do what I think is appropriate for you, I'm a gabbai. If I do what you told me to, I'm a shamish. So he said, I'm a gabbai, not a shamish. So he could afford to do that. That was his, but that's the pshat. A person, it is the teva dvarim that if a person learns any chachma, he would like to express himself as the chacham. So if I read a book, I want to stay with those ideas the way I think them to be right, because I want it to be my creation. So I'll never be al das of the mechaber, because I have my own sense of things, and I think in this area he's not right. So I'll say it the way I like this idea. I'll say it the way I want to say it, because I'm using it. So I don't mind acknowledging the person's expertise or way with words or whatever, but the expression isn't, I wanted to express something that I want to express. If you have that attitude towards Torah, then the pshat is that's your Torah, not somebody else's Torah, not the Mishnah's Torah. Many years ago, I worked when I translated a Chaim Shalevitz Shmuzim, and it was very complicated. The children were very insistent that we translate it to English. We would read it over them translating in Yiddish, and they would tell us if they felt it was right, not right. Shmuzim in Hebrew written very atrociously. They were just shorthand notes of some Talmud, and they put it out. It was never put out as a sefer, but we had to use that as. So I had to make it a little more user friendly, and I a little bit beefed up the senses. So I read it over to his son, to Ravrom. He was the one that was the most big kanoi and this prat. So he said over with Cezea Shane, he says, but we're going to have to retitle it. We're going to have to call it Siches Arshager with the inspiration of Chaim Shmulevitz. That's the way we'll have it. But Akapanim, if a person takes the Torah and in as much as the person is an honor, which means he's called Kula Yechid Timtza to bring out Torah, so then there's a chance, more better. But if the person bets him, wants to bring himself out, so then the pshat is what he's bringing out is not Torah. So Anov is the Sibur Shayim to Torah, because Torah means I become a Chetimtza of that. So just like a computer, a typewriter, they're just a kli for whatever I'm expressing. They have no expression of their own. So to a person's kesher to Torah is if he's an honor. Okay, we'll hold it over here. So Amir Tzashem, after Pesach, I guess after the beginning of next month, it should be a normal tkufa. We'll resume.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Is there anything to be medayik about the Seder HaDvarim, about, you know, the first thing is Talmud and Shmias Eisen and so on? Like, what's the...
You know, one would expect, I mean, you can find here and there, but to find a klolistic, you know, kav, what's the order?
It seems very random.
It seems very random. I don't know. I have yet to find something that's Minech Sadas explaining what the Seder Dvarim is. I don't know. I don't have any.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, I think he says that, like, Talmud Fashtetzich you have to learn, not like the Maral. Right. And then he makes a big asik of Shmias Oizen, and he says because a person is Mekabel more when you hear it, much more than when you learn it yourself and you read it. So right. I think he dafke is medayik the Seder. I was just wondering if in the Maral there's going to be
any... In two or three Nekudas together, you can find some Seder. But the whole thing together... I don't know. It's very hard to find some sort of structure. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's say that hopefully next time we meet, there'll be some more normal matzav. It's really frightening that this, and people, the Yoda Dovas say that the cases are increasing dramatically. It's not posh at all. It's, I don't know.